I believe in the power of the ukulele.
I believe in teachers.
I believe in All the Way Full.
This, I believe.
I'm Frederick Reamer, host of This I Believe Rhode Island. I suppose this is a truism in all our lives. We grow up filled with dreams about where life will take us, or better yet, where we will take life. Some of our dreams come to fruition, yet sadly others are dashed in painful ways. Henry David Thoreau says in the conclusion of his book Walden, in which he details his 2-year experience living in his cabin near Walden Pond, I learned this, at least by my experiment, that if one advances confidently in the direction of his dreams and endeavors to live the life which he has imagined, he will meet with a success unexpected in common hours. This week we hear from Rabbi Ilan Babchuk about his own dashed dreams and how they've taught him how to live a life with real meaning.
I believe that life is too short to waste time doing what we think others want us to do. I came to believe this in June of 2003, around my 21st birthday. My father and I pulled into the driveway returning from a white-knuckled joyride around the neighborhood, with me at the wheel of my shiny new Audi. Were it not for the adrenaline rush of driving a car that I could barely control, I would have been just as queasy as my father, who was undergoing heavy doses of chemo at the time. When he was first diagnosed, I was 17 years old, about to make the biggest decision of my life, college. Deep down, I wanted to double major in psychology and English at some warm weather liberal arts school, dabble in philosophy, and take my time figuring out what I would do with my life. But instead, I did what I thought my parents wanted me to do. I was sure that they wanted me to start earning money right away, supplanting my father's income and rescuing the family from imminent financial ruin. So I chose an in-state university, studied business, and while my peers worked in restaurants and retail, I started a house painting company. When his cancer came back for good, I worried that he would die without knowing that I could accomplish exactly what I had assumed he wanted me to do, to provide for the family after he was gone. So in a moment of panic, I checked my savings account, I called up a local dealer, and bought the aforementioned Audi in a misguided, absurd, grandiose gesture. Which brings us back to my driveway, post-joyride. We stood there together, between my new car and his old one, a 1993 trusty teal tank of a Volvo station wagon. He put his hand on my shoulder and said the last thing in the world I expected. My dear Ilan, enjoy it. But know this, I was planning all along to give you the Volvo. He died a month later. But it wasn't his death that flipped my world upside down. It was that last, subtle, yet profound piece of advice given to me in our driveway that day. This life is too short to make choices based on what we think others want from us. We must do those things in the world that we love to do, and have faith that the rest will work out.
Ilan Babchuk decided to follow his passion and is now a rabbi at Temple Emmanuel in Providence. And these days he drives a sensible family sedan and loves nothing more than hitting the road and exploring the world with his wife Lizzie and their son Micah, who, significantly, is named after his late grandfather Michael. To offer your own essay or to listen to previous segments, we invite you to visit the This I Believe Rhode Island page of our website, ripr.org. For Rhode Island Public Radio, this is Frederick Reamer.